Rolling in Chaf Sivan Siman Kuf Nun Aleph Halacha Hey. And we're going to Kuf Nun Beis. We're starting the laws of Yichud to Halacha Zayin. So the kids is discussing still someone has what's called a nocturnal emission. And this is talking about B'shogeg, but nevertheless, a person still should have, there's a beautiful nusach that he says, if a person wakes up and he had nocturnal emission, he should say, without intention, it was caused by thoughts that I shouldn't have thought about. Therefore, please, with your great compassion, erase this sin, and you should save this. I call sin, meaning it's a translation, but really it means a mistake that I made, and you should save me from negative thoughts. Amen. What a beautiful nusach. Now, really, I think it's a chizuk. Sometimes a person could get despondent. But the most important thing the person has to know is we're human. Well, Volberg, she writes about this. Imamish tells, writes that especially when it comes to these things, especially in this generation, a person should chas v'sham. One of the worst things a person should ever do is get down. Everything has to be done b'simcha. Even tshuva has to be done b'simcha. But the kitzur goes on to say a protection. If a person wants to protect himself from not having what's called nocturnal emissions, so here's an amazing thing. A person should guard his mouth from nivul peh. I speak about this a lot. Fortunately, even by religious people, you'll find that the carefulness of using words of foul language that we would never dream of using, it's just simply because of their lack of knowledge that they don't realize that there's a Gemara Maseches Ksuvos. And really, and terrible things that come from foul language, and sometimes we just get used to it because society does it. But it's so important to keep our mouth clean, and that's something that's so much more in our control. Or lies, or lashon hara, or what's called leitzanus, making fun of the things that are important. A person should try as much as he can to not hear these things either. A person should be careful in keeping his vows and not worry too much. So that's an amazing antidote. The best way to fix and protect oneself from nocturnal emissions is making sure that we're not too worried. And a person should be careful, of course, on thoughts. And before he goes to sleep, he should learn Torah. You have these pictures of the, it's so interesting, for B'nai Brak, Tzadikim, of pictures of Chazon Ish, of the Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzadikim Nivracha, that used to learn in bed. There's nothing wrong. You take a Gemara, you take a Chumash, and you fall asleep with the Chumash in your hands. There's another great protection to say the first Kapitel Tehillims before going to sleep, and also to be careful not to sleep alone in the room, which is interesting. We've discussed this once, to be careful also to have a light or something. Then the Kizah goes on to quote from a Sefer, it's called Yesod Yosef, on the different remedies that are available for someone who was Nichshal on the Chet, of not being careful with everything that we just discussed. And he quickly gives a nice summary to be a tzaddik, especially when it comes to poor people, to give a lot of charity, to keep Shabbos properly, to light a lot of candles, to honor, to love people that learn Torah, to daven with great intent and crying, to choose the midah of anava. And when a person here is being shamed, he should keep quiet and be meichel. This, by the way, is such an amazing thing. It's Mamash Gershon Edelstein. You read all the things that they're saying about him. When a person does a mitzvah, should do it with zrizus, and especially when it comes to making matzah, to really warm yourself up, meaning to sweat it out, but don't get sweat involved either. And also to bring kids up to Talmud Torah, to guide them in Yirat Shemayim, bringing up an orphan in one's home and treating them like a son, to be busy with Hanasas Kala, to go up to the Torah at least once a month, to make the brachas with a loud voice, interesting. Also, a person should be careful, I'm assuming that's referring to the brachas of the Torah, he should be careful to look when he's reading along with the Baal Kur, to be one of the first 10 people in shul, to stand up by Chatzot Salayla. There's a lot of good things a person could be about. If a person can't get up by Chatzot, he should do Tikkun Chatzot, he should love peace and run after peace. Wow. Siman Kufnun Beis is a famous laws of Yichud. Yichud means not to be alone with a woman. This applies to a man with a woman, or a man with a woman with a man, meaning it's in both directions. There's a nisa, the machlekes, there's a nisa, the reisa, the rabbanon, the gemara, it's two places in Shas. Remez, the yichud, the gemara says in one place in the zohar, and one place in the kiddushin. Generally speaking, we treat it like a deraisa, so you have to be very careful. There's certain exceptions when it's derabanan, but there's a machlekes rishon, but here we go. A person is not allowed to be in seclusion. That means that there's no possibility that someone else is coming in. That's called the someone is yotiv nichnas. But the sense of seclusion means that I know that no one's coming in the next few minutes. That's when it's a problem. So a man can't be with a whether she's a younger a man can't be with a young girl or even with an older lady. See that there are certain exceptions, but in general, it's no exception to age. And whether a man is with a Jewish lady or a non-Jewish lady, whether she's his relative or she's not his relative, the only exception is father's allowed to be alone with his daughter, mother's allowed to be alone with her son, husband with his wife, of course, even though she's a nida, but that's after we know after they already had relations the first time. And the achrayim was to point out, what Kitchen does not point out, is that a person could be with his grandson. In fact, the Moshe also goes to the fact that you could be with your great grandson, or your, meaning that it's your lady, you could be your great grandson, a great 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 grandson. And the same thing when it comes to a man with his great granddaughter. If a person has his wife with him, a person is allowed to be misyached also with another lady. So again, a male with his wife, a Jewish male with his wife, and there's another lady, they're not a problem because his wife is protecting him. However, here's something that I think sometimes a misnomer, is a Jewish lady cannot be alone with a non-Jewish man, meaning in a secluded home or office, etc., even if the non-Jew has his wife with him. And that could apply even if there's a lot of non-Jews and their wives. A person should be careful. One of the main, one of the famous shayos is also when a person goes to a doctor's visit, if there's no cameras, if there's no secretary, it's important that either the door's left open or there's a husband or that you're taking a child with you. Otherwise, it could be a serious shayla of yichud. A woman can be misyached. That means she could be alone with two men if they're considered kosher. Whereas kosher men means that they're Yerei Shamayim. And you know that you don't know that they're not Yerei Shamayim. You could assume a Ben Tera is Yerei Shamayim, and therefore a woman could be with two men. Now that's true in the city during the day, but not in the field or at night in the city, because there's more of a concern either because one's going to go to sleep or someone's going to go to a distance and she's going to end up being secluded. So if it's at night or in the city or in the field, you need three kosher men. If they're prutzim, which means they're not reliable, they're not kosher, so a woman should not have yichud with them even if they're many, unless here's where their wives are going to protect them. One man, this is a common question, one man with two women. By the way, a lot of the babysitting shayos usually happen with, let's say, a lady, a young girl babysitting. So usually if there's three kids, then you're safe. The reason why two is not enough, because you see that at night, usually two is not enough, so you need three. Or you have to come up with other ideas. Now, a man with two women is aser. With three or more, some are lenient. As long as the man is not somebody that doesn't have a business that's dealing specifically with women, then he's more comfortable with women. A woman whose husband is in the city. So this is called Baila Ba'il. We're not worried that someone could be in seclusion with a woman in the same house, so long as her husband is in the town. But again, it has to be that concept. It's possible that he could come in anytime. He knows where she is. And the svara, the reason is because Amos Baila there, she has a certain sense of fear. A house that's open to Rishus HaRabim, there's no problem with Yichud during the day and the beginning of the night, so long as people are passing by. So this is a tricky thing today. How many people really walk into someone's house when the door is open? So one of the ideas is the best, the better idea is to have like a window, to be by the window where people could see through. That's also an etzah. There's other etzahs that today you could use your phone and be on FaceTime. You have to be creative sometimes, but otherwise there's no etzah, and you have to avoid it. If a person, so there's no, like we just said, if a person's used to someone, let's say someone grew up with someone, that's a little bit more tricky. So that means someone that, let's say, is very friendly with someone. So even if her husband's in town, it's something that a person should avoid. If a young girl, she's less than 3 years old, there's no problem to have yichud, meaning a man, or a male less than 9 years old. So that means a babysitter, for example, could babysit kids that are less than 9 years old. And lastly, the kids, says someone doesn't have a wife, not married, should not be what's called a melamed tinokes, a rebbe, because the mothers show up to shul and they end up being yichud. Now, today, we're not careful with this because of reality is usually that's not a problem. There's no yichud. But obviously, their school should be anyway smart in making sure that that's true. There's no such thing as closed doors where someone can't walk in or see through or cameras, etc. Now, if a person is married, so the kids say it's not a problem, even if the wife is not there, as long as she's in the city. And a woman also should not be able to teach little kids, even if her husband's in the city, unless he lives with her in the same house. And here again, the problem is because the father's bringing the children to this, to the class. But here too, already the poskim, the achronim say, or Moshe and others say that today that's not usually a problem. In truth, Moshe actually goes through the tshuva to explain why here today we're lenient, either because it's simply difficult to find hiring teachers. But on a practical level, as long as the school is careful, there's what to rely on.